became a kind of shibboleth for entry into the Hollywood job market. You could be up for a Smurf cartoon, but if you weren't willing to curse out the president and our troops, you weren't going to get hired. Personally, I thought that knocking off Islamists was a fine way for American youngsters to spend their idle hours. However you felt about the war effort, it was clearly despicable to make movies attacking the mission while our troops were in harm's way. And yet, that's what Hollywood proceeded to do. As the wars went on, the industry turned out film after film depicting our soldiers as rapists, murderers, lunatics, and fools. Any movie with even a hint of sympathy for the war or the warriors was excoriated by the press as jingoistic. Again, have any opinion about the terror wars you like. That's fine. But you don't make propaganda for your nation's enemies while your soldiers are facing death for your sake. I said as much in articles and speeches and sometimes even in the room. And my phone stopped ringing. The jobs dried up. In short order, my income went from the mesosphere to 6 feet under. I didn't care. American kids were having their legs blown off by squirrely dirtbags far from home. I wasn't going to curse them out in LA meetings so I could get work in Hollywood. I can't prove it, but I know it's so. I was blacklisted, and by the same perfidious toads who'd just spent 50 years whining about the last blacklist. But here's the punchline. The guys who towed the line, who kept their heads down and their mouths shut, who traded whatever teaspoon of decency a screenwriter has in order to keep their Teslas charged, they're all out of work today, because the blacklisters, encouraged, have come to run the town. In Hollywood right now, it's not enough to disrespect your mother country on screen. You have to despise it. You have to depict it as a cesspit of racism and cruelty. Your hero has to be a victim. Your victim has to be a minority, preferably female, preferably with a penis. This is the twisted, unpatriotic, small-minded, racist, and wicked philosophy called wokeism, which has come to dominate not just Hollywood storytelling, but Hollywood hiring as well. Heterosexual white males need not apply. And yet, this particular heterosexual white male is pulling down more film work than ever before. Why? Because patriotic American liberals, now called conservatives, have finally gotten wise to the need to create a culture with sane and generous Western values. These folks need me, and guys and girls like me, to tell good stories about true things which, by definition, no woke person will ever be able to do. If screenwriters continue to act alone, the counter-revolution will get nowhere. If my sad tale proves anything, it proves we need more than just stories. We need people who love stories, who understand stories. We need an infrastructure of cultural appreciation, review outlets and award ceremonies and interviews and publicity, all the things that make writers less lonely and thus help popular culture thrive. Which is why we need Christian Toto and Hollywood in Toto more than ever. And why we need books like this one, Virtue Bombs, to help explain how American culture has been hijacked and polluted, and how we might begin to get it back. Wokeism is not just bad for storytelling. It's a form of moral darkness. Christian Toto shines a light. Chapter 1. Hollywoke or Bust. Pity the poor screenwriter trying to make a go of it in the age of woke. He opens his laptop, eager to tell a story to grab every demographic possible. His notepad is brimming with killer anecdotes. His last three scripts paid off his mortgage, boat, and that nagging timeshare he thought would haunt his great-grandchildren. A thermos full of Joe sits on his desk for mental rocket fuel, and a good four-hour time block awaits with nary a distraction in sight. His fingers practically shake in anticipation. And then he hits the mental brakes hard. Will the story be diverse enough? Could the characters or plots offend a special interest group? Are there enough women in the narrative, and will the script pass the Bechdel test? You mean you don't even know what that test is? A tiny seed of doubt begins to grow. Who is this privileged white male from Arkansas to bring an Asian character to life in the third act, even if she's vital to the plot and unabashedly heroic? It's enough to make him gently close the laptop and wonder if film school was the right idea after all. That's a fictional scenario, but one shot through with the reality of our new woke world. Today's woke culture is everywhere, infesting boardrooms, media outlets, public schools, social media, and virtually every professional sport. We'll assume curling hasn't waved the woke flag yet. Grease was the word when John Travolta wooed a shy Aussie in the classic movie musical.